Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jeff, and I'm from a local church up the road called South Coast Christian Assembly. And we're taking part in something today where we have people all around the country and different other countries reading from God's Word. It's called Project Ezra. And I'm just taking part in that today and pray that you'll read along here. Listen along with us. It's from the book of Exodus in the Old Testament. And this is where God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your mother and father, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen. But do not let God speak to us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, and that you may not sin." The people stood afar off, while Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the people of Israel, you have seen for yourselves that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make gods of silver to be with me, nor shall you make for yourselves gods of gold. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. If you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stones. For if you wield your tool on it and profane it, and you shall not go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness be not exposed on it." Now guys, that's from Exodus chapter 20. And God was giving at that time the Ten Commandments. Now what does that apply to us today? That was thousands of years ago. Well, here's how it applies, guys. The Bible says that it's appointed for man to die once, and after that, the judgment. And the judgment is going to be based on God's moral law, the Ten Commandments, right here behind me. So if you look at the Ten Commandments, how do you do?
Let me interrupt.
No, sir.
I will tell you one thing, sir.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't do that because I'm speaking God's word to everybody right now.
Yes, yes.
If you want to stand over there, I'll be glad to talk to you afterwards.
And the deputies will come soon to take you to
you
see God.
You can call them. You can call
I'm
the deputies
I'm not calling them, but someone
like.
Will.
Now, guys, this gentleman would like you not to hear this, but
no,
it's very important.
I said save yourself before the deputies take
you. It's very important that you hear this, guys, because if what the Bible says is true and God will judge based upon his moral law, the Ten Commandments one day, how would you do? I know that I would fail that test because I've told lies, and so God would see me as a liar. What about you? Have you done that? Have you lied? Have you stolen anything? If so, on that day, God would see you as a thief. Have you taken God's name in vain, said, "Oh my God," or used his name like a curse word? If so, you've broken the third commandment, which says you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, and the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Now, we've just looked at only three of the Ten Commandments. How did you do on that test? How would you do on that test, sir? because we would all stand guilty before God. And the punishment for sin is death. It's actually eternity in hell. But God does not want that for you. God made a way 2,000 years ago so that you do not have to go to hell. You see, God the Father sent His Son, Jesus Christ. He was born of a virgin by a miraculous birth. He came and lived a perfect life on earth that you and I couldn't live. And they took His hands and His feet and they nailed Him to the cross. But what He was doing was paying the price for you and me. You see, we broke God's laws, but Jesus paid the price for us on the cross. He suffered and died, taking God's wrath upon Himself that you and I deserve. Guys, the Bible says that to receive the forgiveness of God, what we must do is repent and put our trust in Jesus Christ. You must receive Him as your Lord and your Savior. And repentance just means to turn away from sin and leave it behind. Cast it away like you would throw away garbage. And then put your trust in the Savior. Please do that today. Don't put your head on your pillow before you do that. Please repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ today. And He will save you. Thank you.